Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, honey, every day we come across godly people who are existing with an impossibility mentality. These precious saints don't believe they'll ever be able to be, do, or have more than they do at the moment. Notice I said existing with an impossibility mentality. There's a difference between existing and living. On a physical level, it may be more difficult to tell the difference between someone who's existing or just getting by and someone who is truly living or experiencing the best life has to offer.
That's true.
There are people who struggle moment by moment, day by day, and yes, year to year, because they have an impossibility mentality. In short, they believe that nothing good ever happens to them. They may not realize it, but they are actually attracting negatives, always expecting not to get a fair shake.
God's people should look at every situation expecting his favor without saying a word about it. In Psalm 147, 11, oh, I love it. In Psalm 147, 11 in the Living Bible, it says, but his, God's joy, is in those who reverence him, those who expect him to be loving and kind. There's an expectation there.
Yes.
And consequently, those who live in a defensive posture, always feeling like they're under attack or believing they're a victim of a maybe unfair shake in life. But someone once said, is it possible to live so defensively that you never get a chance to live at all?
Wow, that's a great quote.
It is.
How does a person switch from just existing to getting by day to day, paycheck to paycheck? The answer is this. They have to get rid of the impossibility mentality. The impossibility mentality says, it's never been done before.
The impossibility mentality says, you can't do it. Somebody else might, but not you.
The impossibility mentality says, you're destined to live a life without significance or kingdom impact.
The impossibility mentality says, you'll never get out of debt.
The impossibility mentality says you'll never be successful in your own business.
The impossibility mentality says you'll never find a godly mate because they don't exist.
The impossibility mentality. I don't even like saying that word.
It must be that.
It's it. The impossibility mentality says you'll always be sick. It's the thorn in your flesh.
Anytime the enemy of your success and prosperity tries to reinforce the impossibility mentality, remind him of what it says in Luke 1:37. Luke 1, verse 37. You could even commit it to memory, and I bet you already have. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. You know, we lived in an era, boy, that goes back a ways, when there were subjects like, you know, kids were subject to stuff like...
Can I say it?
Yes.
My daddy can beat your daddy. That's what you'd hear. My daddy can beat your daddy.
No, my daddy can beat your daddy. Anyway. Well, we want you to know that your daddy, Heavenly Father, has already defeated the devil by your big brother. Didn't even need your daddy. The enemy of your impossibility thinking, or maybe let me put it this way. He's the enemy of your possibility thinking.
Yes.
He did it through the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So, with our daddy, nothing shall be impossible. Not only shall nothing be impossible with your Heavenly Father, but nothing shall be impossible for you.
Did you hear that?
That's it.
Nothing shall be impossible for you, every person hearing our voices.
That's right. Now, you may have been one of those folks who had been practicing a self-limiting gospel, maybe grew up under one, which tended to reinforce the impossibility mentality. And frequently, well-meaning folks, you know, have had that happen to them. They'll cite like Matthew 19, verse 26 is an example. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Listen, before people rush to judgment and create a fake doctrine, they would do well to consider the following verses as well. In John 14, verse 12, in the Contemporary English Version, it says, I tell you for certain that if you have faith in me, you will do the same things that I am doing. You will do even greater things now that I am going back to the Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. Honey, you know, the key to doing the seemingly impossible is to have faith. Faith to believe that God will do what his word says he will do, regardless of our current adversity. Some people use the word faith so incorrectly. If you ask a segment of the population about their faith, they will immediately tell you that they're Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, or whatever. What they're really telling you is which denominational group they belong to. Bible faith is not a group, but rather the outward manifestation of an inward belief in the promises of God.
That is so true.
We can tell you without question that things are and will be impossible unless you develop a strong faith, the kind of faith that can move obstacles and hindrances. But that can and will come through perseverance in the word.
Matthew 17, verse 20 says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Nothing shall be impossible to you. That'd be a great phrase, part of that scripture to personalize.
Amen.
Nothing shall be impossible to Ray and Brenda, Jack and Caroline, Fred, you know, Miss Helen. Nothing will be impossible to you. The way to remove, eliminate, and destroy impossibility thinking is to do some counter-programming.
Amen.
As you fill your mind with the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God, impossibility thinking will disappear.
Philippians 4, verse 8 in the Message Bible says, summing it up, friends, and I'll say you do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful and not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God makes everything work together. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies.
I love that verse, especially in the Message Bible. Listen, as we read and lay claim to every promise of God, impossibility thinking, it's going to be going AWOL.
Oh.
You know, absent without leave. I mean, it's gone. Be on the next bus out of town.
I like that.
That's what it'll be. As we speak the Word of God that we're reading and receiving, impossibility thinking, well, it'll be on the train out of your life.
I was going to say, buying a ticket.
That's it. In short, the way to get rid of impossibility thinking is by flooding your mind and spirit with possibility thoughts as opposed to negative ones. Faith is the key that unlocks the door to adjusting your mental mind and thought process. As we begin to walk in faith, filled with thoughts and possibilities, something good is going to happen in your life.
Hallelujah. In Hebrews 11:6, excuse me, Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Here are five things to consider. First, you must have faith if you want to please God.
Second, you must come to him, which you're doing through reading and studying his word and listening to programs like Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. You also come to him in your secret place of prayer. In short, you must be conscious that he's always with you. You don't have to feel God to firmly know. He said he'd be with you, and so he is.
Hallelujah. Getting you two chairs. Third, believe that he's able and capable of doing everything he promised you in his word.
Fourth, you must believe that he will give rewards to those who diligently seek him and his way of life.
Fifth and finally, you must find yourself becoming a possibility thinker. We're going to leave you with two quotes. The first is by Thomas Carlyle, the Scottish poet who once said, "Preeminence, perseverance, and persistence, in spite of all obstacles, discouragement, and possibilities. It is this in all things that distinguishes the strong soul from the weak."
The other quote is from Dr. Robert Schuller, who has written extensively about possibility thinking during his life. And we, recommend his book. This is written in 1967, but it is a good book called Move Ahead with Possibility Thinking. Dr. Schuller once said, "Today's accomplishments were yesterday's impossibilities."
Think about that.
That's it.
That's a great quote. What you're able to accomplish tomorrow begins with how you develop your faith today to transform an impossibility mentality into a possibility mentality. Something like this. Make a confession. Father, I'm a born-again child of yours. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. I can do greater works than Jesus did. I'm never alone. I never have to worry. Jesus will never leave me nor forsake me. He will never relax his hold on me. I not only have the irresistible charm of Jesus flowing through me, but I have the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, living in me.
Hallelujah.
I'm above and not beneath. I'm the head, not the tail. And yes, nothing is impossible to me, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Mm. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen to that.
You can create your own confession, but that's a pretty good one.
That's a good one. All the word.
And you start doing that, you're going to find that impossibility thinking,
becomes possibility.
Possibility thinking. Amen. Think about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask.
Amen.
Check out this week's two-minute video. And be on the lookout for an email that we've sent out today.
It was today.
We sent out Friday, we sent it out again today.
That's right.
It's important. We want you to make sure you see this email.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
You'll be blessed.
Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.